This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. During the visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees in Bihar. He will flag off the Amrit Bharat Express between Gaya and Delhi and the Buddhist circuit train between Vaishali and Koderma. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 660-megawatt Buxar thermal power plant. During his visit to West Bengal, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees. He will also flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 7.2-kilometer-long, 6-lane elevated Kona Expressway worth over 1,200 crore rupees. Railways will operate 12,000 special trains for Bihar during Diwali and Chhath Puja. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made this announcement following a meeting in Delhi with Bihar NDA leaders to assess railway preparations for the upcoming festivals. Mr. Vaishnav stated that based on discussions regarding the travel needs of the public, the ministry has planned not only additional trains but also several new schemes and infrastructure initiatives to improve services.
जो दीपावली और छठ के आगामी दो बड़े त्यौहार हैं, इसके लिए विशेष व्यवस्था की जाए ऐसी डिस्कशन में आया और साथ ही साथ ये भी ध्यान रखा जाए कि किस तरह से हमारे यात्रियों को रिटर्न जर्नी में सुविधा हो। तो इस चर्चा के बाद में ये तय हुआ 12,000 स्पेशल ट्रेन्स चलाई जाएंगी जिससे कि यात्रियों को इन दो बड़े पर्वों पर किसी भी प्रकार की असुविधा न हो।
Mr. Vaishnav said, four new Amrit Bharat trains will be launched to connect Delhi and Gaya, Saharsa and Amritsar, Chhapra and Delhi, as well as Muzaffarpur and Hyderabad for the convenience of general class passengers. The minister further explained that passengers travelling between October 13 and 26 with return journeys between November 17 and December 1 will get confirmed tickets along with a 20% discount on return fares under a new experimental scheme. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that over the last 4 years, India-Russia bilateral trade in goods has increased more than fivefold from $13 billion in 2021 to $68 billion in 2024-25. Dr. Jaishankar stated this while co-chairing the 26th India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission meeting in Moscow with Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has recorded all-time highest net addition of 21.89 lakh members during the month of June this year. The figure represents an increase of 9.14%, marking the highest recorded addition since payroll data tracking began in April 2018. Israeli military announced that it has started the first steps of a planned ground offensive to capture and control Gaza City. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz approved the plan yesterday, which will be reviewed by Israel's Security Cabinet later this week. The Israel Defense Forces said that to support the operation, Israel is calling up 60,000 reservists, allowing active duty soldiers to join the mission. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall is expected over Saurashtra and Kutch today. In Jammu and Kashmir, the three-day Khelo India Water Sports Festival is beginning today till Saturday, August 23, at the iconic Dal Lake in summer capital Srinagar. More than 500 athletes from 36 states and union territories will be participating in the competitive sports events of rowing, canoeing and kayaking. Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs Raksha Nikhil Khadse, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and CM Omar Abdullah will grace the inaugural ceremony at SKICC Srinagar this evening. Indian wrestler Tapasya clinched gold medal at the Under-20 Women's World Wrestling Championships, 2025 in Bulgaria yesterday. Tapasya defeated Norway's Felicitas Damoyeva 5-2 in the women's 57 kg category final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.